The Facebook post heard around the world. So while that information was not false, it's kind of inaccurate about what we're dealing with. So what that referenced was licensed intensive care beds or licensed beds in hospitals and stuff like that. Our state is in a state of disaster. I mean, the state has shut down everything. Told citizens to quarantine themselves if they're not essential, their jobs are not essential to go to for really everyday life. So because of that, we function under different rules. So for going on 4 weeks now, we've been under emergency operations here at SIH, and that's where my time has kind of been dedicated. So when you think of intensive care beds, intensive care at all, rather than it being a physical location, it's really a level of care that's provided. So in the normal IDPH realm, licensed beds of hospitals, you know, all that, yeah, Memorial has 21 physical ICU beds. But in this state, an OR room could be an intensive care bed. A medical surgical room could be an intensive care bed. Heck, a bay in a cafeteria dining area could be an intensive care bed because we are providing a level of care. We're providing you a nurse that's trained in critical care and a physician that is not only trained but also, you know, credentialed to provide that level of care. So it's kind of inaccurate, those Facebook posts of how many ICU beds we have and stuff like that. I think the intent of those posts were to implore people to stay at home and isolate themselves to prevent the spread. So it was a kind of a way to use a realistic point of view of where things are in our region. But the numbers themselves really don't reflect what we're doing.
SIH CEO Rex Budde touched on this a little bit when I talked to him earlier this week, and he talked about the capacity that's being planned out and its ability to surge. Do you feel like there is a capacity to handle what could be coming here in this region?
We have planned. So this has kind of been my whole thing. So the branch that I'm in charge of in our incident command has been working on this from day one. And our plan is to care for our community. That's what we have full intentions to do. So whatever that takes, we have plans to surge within the confines of our facilities, so within our walls. We have plans to surge into our parking lots through the use of tents. Some of that has already started, but it's not really for a surge. That's been used to help sort patients as they come in. And then we're also working on plans, if we need to, what would an alternate care site look like? Somewhere not on one of our campuses, in another structure or a piece of property with large, you know, tents. That's the level of planning that we're dealing with.
You talked a little bit about what it means to have an ICU level of care in terms of dedicated nurses, physicians that have that specialized training. With the number of people that you have, is the staffing level there to handle this, even if you have some physicians and nurses getting sick?
Yes, in that we are, the normal operations of our hospital have all but stopped. So we have critical care nurses pocketed all over our system. While I don't practice at the bedside anymore, I'm an intensive care nurse. So I'm fully prepared that if needed, my job number one is that I'm an RN and I'm an ICU RN. I will go provide that critical care. Our CNO is an intensive care nurse. Our chief nursing officer is an intensive care nurse. So we have these resources internally anyway. Number two, this is a regional effort. So we have already had conversations with our hospitals in our region. When it comes to disaster preparedness and things like that, we tap into the entire region and look for any nurses that could come help. We've also developed training plans and started to implement those while our overall census has been down in our hospitals to train nurses that maybe they're not intensive care nurses right now, but they are critical care nurses. They provide more of a progressive care, step down unit level of care to train them up to be an ICU nurse. So we're really trying to hit this from every angle that we possibly can to make sure that we can continue to provide the level of care that's needed in our community.